Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and the person who's helping us kick it off has been with us in the first two decades. We're celebrating his 20th anniversary as an original founding member of our brain trust, Steve Martin. Steve, thanks again for 20 great years. ProfitPro.us, folks, is the website. Find his profit books there on the website, and please take advantage of them. You'll thank me later. Steve, SCORE, too. You're very much involved in SCORE. How is SCORE helping people become more profitable even when the times are tough?
Well, Jim, thanks for bringing up SCORE. It's my favorite volunteer organization. We're about 10,000 volunteers across the country. In our 53rd year as an organization, helping foster vibrant small business communities through mentoring and education.
It's all volunteer, folks, 100% volunteer. You can't pay them money. They won't take your money.
That's exactly right. And tremendous resources on the score.org website. But we help small business, which typically is under 500 or less, but it includes the individual entrepreneur. Anybody who has a dream, wants to start a business, will give you the sage counsel and advice, the technical guidance to help you determine if your idea is feasible and how to bring it to the fore. And if you're already in business, give you that counsel, that smart ear, if you will, mm-hmm. to figure out what to do, how to stay in business, how to be profitable. Well, and our volunteers cover a very broad range of technical and business skills, and we're happy to share it. All of the mentoring is absolutely free. It's confidential.
Yep.
And we're neutral. That
and
fine, rare organization.
And every volunteer has got a different background, right, Steve? So you can actually, if you wind up with a volunteer who doesn't have the discipline that you need, Could I ask for someone that is more focused on because I know they're all volunteers, but they all have different backgrounds.
Absolutely, and the way we look at it is we're a team of 10,000. So,
right.
For example, I'm working with a customer now that needs some specific experience that is not my strength. So I have two other mentors
mm-hmm.
from another city who are working with this client as well as the fact that I am. So there are three of us working with one
Good
client
for you.
At this point.
So, Steve, when you're out there in the marketplace, do you still see people who aren't profit focused? They're cash focused or they're revenue focused, but they're not profit focused.
Unfortunately, Jim, I see people who aren't fundamentals focused as well.
Uh-huh.
they're working on an idea, and we know that a passion for an idea is an important element of being an entrepreneur and being in business, but they're not really looking at either their revenue stream or their P&L or their cash flow or their marketing elements. And that's where having a SCORE volunteer, a mentor, on your team can help you focus
Do you think it's because they don't even know what the fundamentals are? They don't know how to get there? They never learned
the
fundamentals?
That's quite often the case. You know, you look
especially
at
for a small business founder,
education.
Somebody started a small business, they know the product, they know the industry, but that's only half the project, and the other half is the operation side, what I call the diaper changing side of the business.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah, you can be a great programmer or a great plumber, but that doesn't make you a good business person.
Right.
And that's where getting advice and counsel and training and education can really make a difference.
Well, I love...
One of the key elements...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, one of the key elements of being a good business person is that willingness to learn continuously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cato, the great Roman philosopher Cato, said when he learned Greek at 85, somebody said, why did you start learning this at your age? He said, it's the youngest age I have.
That's exactly right.
Got to keep learning. Hey, Steve, thanks for 20 great years. Let's do 10 more at least. What do you think?
Jim, I really look forward to it, and thank you for all that you do. You're a wonderful resource.
Thanks.
Steve Martin. Our businesses.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite folks around here. I promise you that. Profitpro.us. Don't forget to check out that website. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.